Hello, and welcome to the ninth episode of the Pitching Pens podcast. That is insane. We are almost at double digits. That's crazy. So, today's episode is going to be a little bit different from other ones, because this one's more or less an essay of sorts, because I wrote this entire thing out. This is an argument that I've had before, and it's something that I have a lot of opinions on and a lot of information about that I've been looking up and I've, you know, always been so passionate about, because this is something not many people understand, really. If you're people outside the art community, they don't really get tasteful nudity versus pornography, which is the topic of today's episode. I'll be referring to nudity for the sake of art as tasteful, because that's a completely different meaning from pornography, which is, well, pornography. This episode will be referred to as explicit for the subject matter. You know, keep your kids away. Alright. One common misconception a lot of people who don't really understand all that much about art is that all nudity is pornography. That is completely wrong, okay? Should you actively show your new art to kids? No, that's bad. Don't do that. But it's okay to take them to an art museum and show, you know, hey, this is like culture. You know, this is culture. This is how people express themselves, you know? Now then, tasteful nudity is referring to nudity for the sake of displaying the human body in a classy, respectful, and really beautiful way. Pornography is made for the sake of objectifying the human body for, well, self-gratification and other purposes. Both are really human nature, so I'm not really going to say one is wrong and one is right, but there is a difference between the two, and both are forms of art. So, pornographic art is usually just one-sided and is usually just acts of sexual intent. Don't get me wrong, there is tasteful nudity that displays acts of sex, but it's more or less for the display of the beauty of the human body, maybe to invoke an emotion or display some sort of historical or religious event. I doubt religious event would have, you know, acts of sex, but you know. For example, cherubs and angels like Gabriel and Michael are usually depicted in the nude for the purity as angels. Now then, I'm not too keen on chubby naked babies, but that's just my opinion. But I can still see the value of the depiction, alright? You know, they're pure beings. They're angels, so they have no right to be wearing, well, no, not no right, like, you know, they have no need to wear clothes to hide themselves from God. This is not a religious debate here, but, you know, that's just how angels are. In the sake of Abraham, like, religion. Now, there's some irony in depicted in the nude for their purity. Considering nudity can also be taken as impure. But I'm just thinking out loud here. But, on the subject of pornography, which is very, very easy to differentiate from tasteful nudity, instead of focusing on the beauty of the human body, it will focus on the sexual organs and attack our brain's natural desire to reproduce, which is really the focus of pornography. Inevitably creating a cycle, which is basically supply and demand, which is a very real thing. Are both forms of art? Yes. Is there anything bad about both forms of art? No. Both are focused on the topic of displaying the human body as a beautiful thing. There is a noticeable lack of tasteful nudity in today's culture as we become more sexualized, which is a bit of an issue, but that's just how things go, I suppose. Pornography is more easy to access, and so we get more immune to it. But yeah, tasteful nudity is completely different from pornography in all, like, many ways. It's just there to depict the human body as this beautiful tool that we are given, and we can just admire it without feeling any sort of repercussion, as opposed to pornography, which is there really just for self-gratification and the gratification of maybe someone else. I'm thinking out loud here right now. So, from what I'm thinking here, is and why tasteful nudity is so hard to differentiate from pornography for some people, is that we're getting so sexualized as a culture, and we're getting so far away from just displaying the beauty of the human body, so that anytime a naked person is shown, it's usually just thought at as of, like, instantly pornography. Instantly. Which is not the case. And it's crazy to me, but, you know, that's just how people think nowadays, as a defense mechanism for something, which is sad to think about, considering, you know, nudity is a very potent form of art. I'd say it's there to invoke an emotion or display a historical event. And, you know, as a society, we are changing immensely in the past 20 years. You know, there's a lot more, you know, you had these great artists doing just nude art because they wanted to display the human body in such a beautiful manner. And, like, angels in this pure way. I'm repeating myself a lot. I can notice that. That's just all I wanted to say today, was that there is a very, very big difference on the subject of pornography and tasteful nudity, because it's all just seen as one thing to a lot of people, and it's not just one thing. It's definitely not just one thing. I had nothing else, none of my weekly shenanigans. I do have a music recommendation, All Night Long by Lionel Richie. Great song, you probably listened to it. This has been a bit of a mess of a podcast. It's just something I was thinking about for a while, and I hope that you understood what I was saying. But then again, I'm not exactly a professional on the topic, obviously. I'm just a small artist. That's all I have to say for today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Pitching Pens podcast. I'll catch you next week.